Let us now bring our prayers to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, we gather here this morning to worship you and acknowledge that your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. Grant that we, your people, may shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed in this community and to the ends of the earth. So we come to praise and thank you for the opportunities that you give us. For as Jesus called the disciples of old, so too you call each one of us to walk in the footsteps of your Son. Here in this place this morning, we meet to hear from the scriptures your call to respond to his words. We count it a privilege that you count us your disciples alongside the fishermen of Galilee. But loving Father, we confess that we have often followed our own paths, ignoring the voice that has been calling us. You have so often offered guidance and teaching to us as your disciples, but we have chosen not to learn from your wisdom. Our minds have been entranced by worldly things, and we have paid little heed to the wonders of eternity. Forgiving Father, may we hear your voice calling us again so that we can renew our discipleship and once more walk in your footsteps. And Lord Jesus Christ, give us courage as we journey with you so that we can face the difficult challenges that lie ahead. Give us strength and patience along the way so that we may keep on journeying wherever you lead us. And may our discipleship be fulfilled through the love that we show in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now I'm going to ask a couple of people, I think they've got baskets, they're going to come around with something. And I want you to take one, just one, that's in the basket. And I think what you'll find will be something that will come up on the screen, I hope. Now, how many of you recognise this? What is it? Who says it's a penny? Who says it's an English penny? A British penny. Yeah.
It's got Queen Victoria on it. I mean, Queen Elizabeth.
It's got Queen Elizabeth on it, hasn't it? And that's what you've got on your penny. Now, the penny changed in 1972. And if you've got one with a portcullis on it, which if you turn it over with the one that looks like a gate, that was the first one that came in 1972. And in 1984, the design changed to the one above on the screen. Now, these are very small coins, aren't they? And I think, if my memory serves me right, you are doing something on prayer, and you're following the theme of prayer this month. Yep. Well, prayer is part of our energized of faith. This little coin only weighs 3.56 grams. It's 1.52 millimeters thick. It's 20.3 millimeters in diameter. And there's over 11 million of these in circulation. That's 112,000 pounds. But it's the smallest coin that we have. But it's so important to us. If you look at this penny, what shape is it? Round. Absolutely. And the roundness helps us to remember to pray for the world and give thanks for creation. And it also reminds us that we're responsible for the world and the earth and everything in it. Now, if you look very carefully at your coin, you will see it either has something under the portcullis, or to the right, the left of the coin, it says something of what its value is. Now, what have you got? Who's got? And who's got number one? Right, who's got one penny? Yeah, right. Well, the one signifies, help us to remember that God loves every single one, without exception. So when you hold that, that reminds you that you and you alone are important to God. Now, if you turn it over on the other side, you've got a picture of, as you rightly said down here, the Queen. That's right. Now, that design of the Queen has been changed four times since 1972. So whether you've got an old one or you've got a new one, it really doesn't matter. And that means we are to remember to pray for the leaders of our countries, England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, and the world. And we can also pray for our teachers and parents and Sunday school teachers. Now, on the back of that, if you turn it over, you'll see the portcullis, right? Or if you haven't got one of those, you'll see something that is split into two thirds. And those two thirds represent Northern Ireland and England. But whatever we do, we remember to pray for those people in prison and those people who are trapped by fear and loneliness and illness. We can ask God to keep us and them safe. Now, the penny is also very small, isn't it? You can hardly feel it in your hand, can you? Eh? And they often end up in charity boxes, don't they? We give them away, don't we, because they get so many of them. But that small amount means that we can remember the poor amongst us. For those who've got a lot, that means nothing. But for those who've got very little, that means a lot of money. What is the phrase that they say, look after the penny and the... Thank you. And the last thing about this penny is, it's got a date on it. Can you see? See how good your eyesight is, I mean. What date have you got? 2005. Anybody got lower than 2005?
2004.
Four?
1973.
Oh, that is 1 year after it came into circulation. Wow, that is an old one. I don't think we can beat that, can we?
Sir, it was
mine,
but it's 2005,
mine's 2002. Oh, right, 2002. Right, okay. Now, the date reminds us to pray for today, for all that's happened and all that will happen, and for God's strength and for God's kindness. Now, it's entirely up to you. I'm not asking for this pound, it's gone up in value, this penny back. Keep it with you. Maybe keep it in your pocket. So when you put your hand in your pocket, you might remember to pray for the things that represent certain things on your penny. And above all, to remember to pray to God for yourself.
As William's already said, our theme in Sunday school this month is prayer. And our lesson this morning is entitled Ask, Search, Knock. So there only seemed to be one hymn that we could choose this morning, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.